The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is End Time Headlines, and it is Monday. It is approximately 6:16 p.m. It is the 10th of February, and we are live here on Facebook, and we welcome all of you guys that will be listening to this via by podcast and by YouTube as well. We want to, if this is your first time joining us on any of these platforms, we welcome you to the broadcast. Again, I'm Ricky Scaprell, the founder, the voice, and the pastor of End Time Headlines. And again, we, as always, we welcome you to this particular broadcast. We welcome you to the channel. And if this is your first time, we want to welcome you. Let us know in the comments section there on Facebook Live or YouTube if this is your first time joining us, and we appreciate you taking the time to come on here today. So as you guys can hop on here, you guys on Facebook at least that are able to see this, you can see that we're going to go over about five topics tonight on this Monday. We've got this week is starting off at least Monday. I know the first day of the week is Sunday. Some count this the workday week, but nevertheless, it is Monday, and we have a lot to talk about today. So let's get right into this thing. Our first topic tonight is Australia. Man, I'm telling you, Australia continues to get hammered, just nonstop hammered. We're talking about, you know, from the brush fires to the, and we've talked about this like almost every week. We've discussed Australia. Australia keeps getting brought up. We had these catastrophic fires, the unprecedented animal deaths as a result of the fires, of the arsons, the fires that were deliberately started there, and then you had the outbreak of these spiders, and then you had the devastating hailstorm that came, then you had the monsoon rains that fell, and then you had and it's just one thing after another, just devastating thunderstorms. Then you had a bat, what they call a bat tornado, or some sources said a bat plague, that we reported on that recently. And then today we got the news that Australia just got hammered by a devastating storm that produced 2 months of rain within 48 hours. 2 months of rain within 48 hours. Over 10,000 residents were evacuated. 150,000 homes were left without power. This was all hit Sydney, Australia. Again, chaos was produced by a devastating storm that saw, again, 2 months of rainfall in just 2 days, forcing mass evacuations and leaving 150,000 homes without power. So, you know, I read a lot of the social media comments. We read, you know, a lot of people's opinions and stuff. And people, I mean, this is really kind of, there's a lot of chatter on this. And people has asked this, they've discussed this, and they said, is Australia under some kind of a curse? Is this a judgment? Is it, what is going on with Australia? Well, I don't want to get into the speculations of this. We could go, you know, we could take 30 minutes to talk about how different things were regulated in Australia. Australia came against this, and different laws that were implemented, abominations were supported. We could go into this in really great detail. But guys, listen, I want to take this to a mercy kind of aspect and not so much a judgmental aspect. And I'm going to ask everyone that's with, because we've got a lot of people that will be on this broadcast, on this podcast, on this YouTube broadcast, this, and even here on Facebook, we got a lot of people that view us and that are regular viewers, and they're from Australia, and they're righteous people. They love God. They're born again. They're filled with the Spirit. So continue to pray for Australia, because they're going through it, guys. They are going through it. So I want to move on to another subject. This subject blew up yesterday when we reported on this. Now, this was recently there was a magnitude 6.8 earthquake that struck eastern Turkey, resulting in 41 people being killed and at least 1,600 injuries. As a result, but the remarkable thing about this earthquake was, is that as a result of this earthquake, immediately, at least one river appeared to be flowing blood red. For the biblically inclined, and I'm going to read, this is from Breaking Israel News, so this is not my opinion on this. I want to read this opinionated piece by Breaking Israel News, so I'm going to give you this direct quote. Quote, "For the biblically inclined, the image of a blood-red river evokes a stark message. The Egyptians and Pharaoh worshipped the Nile as a god, and when Moses and Aaron struck the Egyptian river, God," and you can find this in the book of Exodus, "was an irrefutable reminder to the Egyptians and to Pharaoh that no matter how advanced or powerful man is, he will always be dependent to his creator." When the images of blood red water appeared on Reddit, that's another social media outlet in case some of y'all don't know what that is, many comments suggested that the vivid color could be the result of a dye that was introduced into the water supply to help detect leaks. Now, which is very possible. Again, as the as I'm reporting this, there's still yet no official explanation of why the water turned red. Others suggested that the water turned red from clay beneath the surface being mixed with water. This was, again, from the earthquake that caused this. But nevertheless, guys, again, from a visual standpoint, you got to think about all this. From a visual standpoint, you have an earthquake, a tremendous earthquake in Turkey, killing multiple individuals, and then the river turning blood red. Again, in the Middle East. By the way, all that's happening in the midst of plagues of locusts. And again, these are just two of the 10 plagues of Egypt mentioned in, or the judgments that came against Egypt mentioned in the book of Exodus that was unleashed by the Lord God and was wrought by the hand of Moses when he warned Pharaoh, "Let my people go." And there was great judgment that came in the form of the 10 plagues, or we know as the 10 plagues or 10 judgments upon Egypt. So this is profound. From a visual standpoint, from a biblical standpoint, okay? Now, so you got this going on. And that moves us on to our next part. Let's talk about, I want to give you an update. Now, this was profound. This is the latest update on this locust plague, these locust plagues that have affected Pakistan, Somalia, Africa, the continent of Africa. You've got Iran that's been affected. You've got different locations that we've reported on. Now, listen to this. According to a new report, quote, "Somalia has declared the recent outbreak a national emergency," which many of you already knew that, across the region. And now the United Nations humanitarian chief has come out and warned that if there is not immediate if there's not an immediate sources or immediate response to reduce or eliminate this problem. Now, I don't know how they're going to do that. They've been spraying pesticides and they've been even lighting fires to try to kill a lot of these locusts that are destroying the crops and destroying their livelihood. But again, a United Nations humanitarian chief, Mark Lowcock, has come out and warned that if this thing is not dealt with, this could be, quote, I quote, "the most devastating plague of locusts in living memory." Now, guys, that's a huge statement right here. And again, remember, we talked about this, that the UN and different agencies have been warning that what we're seeing now is not even a drop in a bucket compared to what's coming in the summer months when this thing goes full blown. This is why this UN humanitarian chief is coming out warning that if this thing is not snuffed out and this thing is not dealt with, then it could produce, again, one of the most devastating plagues of locusts in living memory. Or can I say it like this? It could produce the most devastating plague of locusts that has ever been seen since the account that we read about in the book of Exodus that we just discussed and talked about dealing with Egypt. So are you listening? Are you paying attention? Let me give another article. Here's another angle to this. The one piece came out. This is from The National. It's an affiliate out of the Mideast. They do a lot of reporting out of Mideast news. They have come out and said, quote, "We need a global united response to this locust infestation that is, quote, jeopardizing livelihoods and crops." Now, just how bad is this situation with the crops and livelihood of those in Africa and the Mideast? Well, let me read a little part of this. Quote, "Billions of desert locusts have woken from their placid state and flown across two continents, posing a threat so grave as to push two of the countries affected, Pakistan and Somalia, to declare states of emergency. The numbers involved, the UN has warned, are unprecedented. If they are not contained," again, this is just kind of dovetailing off of what we just said from the last report, or reiterating that, "if they are not contained, the appetites will trigger," now here's, listen to this, "the appetites will trigger famine, destroy livelihoods for local farmers, and undermine the food security of a group of countries with a combined population of nearly 2 billion. Guys, 2 billion people. Let me say this again. Let me slow this down and say this again, because this has got to resonate in your heart, resonate in your mind. Get this comprehended right now. 2 billion people on the face of the earth could see devastating famine, destruction, and food scarcity on an unprecedented level as a direct result of these locust plagues of biblical proportions. I don't know how much of how severe or how urgent we could even express how, you know, that this is. Again, and I know you're tired of hearing me saying this, but 2020, guys, I'm telling you, is ranking up there as one of the most, listen, I've been doing this for 20 years. Now, End Time Headlines has been up for, we've been out there for 10 years, but 10 years before we started, even before we launched this website, you know, I was studying Bible prophecy. I was reading research, and I was reading articles, and I was doing information. And in 20 years that I've been doing this, 10 years strong, I've yet to see, the only other year that I can distinctively remember that was as devastating as this year is beginning to look like. And again, we're only in the second month of the year. Was in 2011. I talked about that on our last segment. Okay, so again, all this is found in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. What did Jesus say? He said there will be famines, pestilences, there will be earthquakes in various locations. Guys, we've got the whole thing going out here. What did Jesus say? When you begin to see all these things coming to pass, all these things, not just an earthquake here and a famine over here, and you got a little bit of a pestilence over there, and there's a little bit of a chatter of a plague over there. No, he said, when you see all these things at one time simultaneously taking place, all happening in a sequence of birth pangs and travail, and they're getting stronger, and they're getting closer together, and they're getting more intense in severity. He said, when you begin to see all these things, he said, it's time to start lifting up your heads, because your redemption is about to draw near. All right. Now let's get, and this coronavirus. I mean, what about this thing? A Chinese official has come out warning today. Now some of, you know, I'm not an expert on infectious disease by any means, or viruses or plagues or, you know, anything like this. So I had already assumed that this thing was already airborne, but apparently it wasn't, if you can believe that. But now a Chinese official has come out and is warning that this thing could that could be airborne at this time. Now, now you think about that. Think about this: these cruise ships. You know, all these people on these ships that are suddenly, you know, they're being quarantined. People, you know, and they're in just, and multiple people are just coming down with this virus that they have on this ship, and some of these people there's no recollection of them having any contact with anybody on the ship that was infected, yet they're coming down with this. So it makes you wonder. Again, according to Newsweek, who reported this, a Chinese official is warning. He told the press, and this would come from the China Daily, which is a Chinese affiliate there, suggested the new member of the large coronavirus family, which includes infections like the common cold as well as SARS, is capable of aerosol transmission. Now they're saying that the death toll, at least the numbers they're telling us, are surpassing 1,000, has already surpassed the SARS epidemic in severity. So this thing has already, it keeps breaking thresholds and crossing thresholds. There are sources that say they're burning hundreds of bodies a day in crematories, in multiple crematories. There's other sources that say that the number of dead is far greater than what we're being told. The number of infected, as some sources are saying, is far greater than what we're being told. But nevertheless, again, global health authorities are also warned, or they're worried, rather, not warned, but they're worried that this coronavirus could explode out of control if it was to reach the continent of Africa, which as of today, on this February 10th, we do not know any official reports yet that tells us that it has reached Africa. But they're saying that Africa is not prepared for such a virus like this. And if it does come there, it could actually be catastrophic. And some are saying that it would not be able to be contained. So this is very disturbing, guys, to say the least. Now, and on top of that, this was an interesting article we reported today at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Listen to this headline. Scientists are baffled after discovering a new mysterious virus that has no recognizable genes. Again, the source says there is a new virus sending shockwaves through the scientific community. Scientists recently discovered a new virus that has no recognizable genes, making it one of the strangest viruses. The mysterious virus is called the Yara virus, and it was discovered in an artificial lake in Brazil. The researchers who found the Yara virus named it after Lara or Yara, a beautiful mermaid-like figure from the Brazilian mythology that would lure sailors to live underwater, with her forever. Her name means the, quote, lady of the lake or mother of waters. Researchers gave details of the new Yara virus in the biology website BioRxiv. Again, I want to give you this quote from that source. Quote, here we report the discovery of Yara virus, a new lineage of amoebal virus with a puzzling origin and phylogeny. I believe that's how you pronounce it. The scientific paper said, quote, more than 90% of Yara virus predicted genes have never been described before. So again, this Let me give you another quote. Quote, Yara virus expands our knowledge of the diversity of DNA viruses, the researchers wrote. The phylogenetic distance between Yara virus and all other viruses highlights our still preliminary assessment of the genomic diversity of viruses, reinforcing the need of isolation of new viruses. Again, I want to read this again. A new virus is sending shockwaves through the scientific community as scientists have discovered a virus that has, quote, no recognizable genes. Now, you can do what you want with that. I'm sure our social media comments will be flooded with opinions on that one. All right. And then, last but not least, we're not going to spend a lot of time tonight on these. We're going through these fairly quickly. We're discussing these. We're getting you up to speed, guys, of what's going on this Monday, February 10th. This is a very interesting developing story. Again, I want to read this. Several sources. This is not just one. But several sources have reported this, and I'm just going to give us a mysterious object in deep space, some estimate to be 500 million light years away, is baffling scientists and experts as this mysterious object has been transmitting signals striking the Earth every 16 days. So, every 16 days, like clockwork, there is a strange signal that's being transmitted from this mysterious object that, again, is estimated to be somewhere between 500 million light years away in deep space. According to The Sun, this is a UK affiliate, scientists do not know what is causing the phenomenon, but it is being recognized as the first reliable pattern of fast radio burst in the deep space. These newly discovered radio bursts repeat their activity every 16 days, suggesting something is controlling them. Guys, listen, I already know the flat earthers are going to just freak out over these because I don't want to get into that. I'm not even going to give any steam to that. Okay. Then you got all these people over here that say, oh no, Brother Ricky, let me just say this. They'll say, well, I don't believe in extraterrestrials. I don't believe in aliens. I don't believe in UFOs. I don't believe in the Martians or the green people or that this is little aliens wandering around. I never said that. I'm only reporting to you the information that I've been given. Okay, you can do what you want with that. I'm not going to get into this whole debate. Again, I have my own personal opinions. I don't believe in, quote, aliens as in the what Hollywood displays aliens as or depicts aliens as. If anything, it's a demonic deception. I've always said that I believe aliens, if there is such a thing, is nothing more than what the Bible identifies as fallen angels or Nephilims. They're taking on themselves, or demons that are taking upon themselves some type of bodily form or shape. Remember, again, this is one of the scriptures I always go to out of Thessalonians. It said that in the time of the end, this is what your Bible says, that there will be such great deception and strong delusion and lying signs and wonders that if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. So I've been warning about this for a long time, that I believe that the enemy could produce some type of mass deception. Who's to say? Oh, I don't even know if I want to open this can of worms. You do realize, I'm going to try to be as veiled as I can with this without getting myself in trouble. You do know that there is technology that exists that can produce images and holograms and signs and wonders in the heavens that are merely that. They're holograms, they're false, they're images, They're not real, but they could cause mass hysteria and deception and can be used for propaganda purposes. Could be used, and that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm not going to go any farther with that. Some of y'all already know where I'm going with that, and I don't need to continue to elaborate on that. But I want to say this again. Let me repeat this again. I want this to soak in, and then I'm going to give you some Bible for this. Again, according to multiple sources, scientists are bewildered, they're perplexed, they're baffled, because some type of unidentified object in deep space, beyond the reaches of what we have the capability to reach that object with, is sending burst of radio signals every 16 days like clockwork that suggest that something, I'm only giving you the quote here, something is controlling them because it is too patternized. It's every 16 days, boom, signal. 16 days, boom, another signal. 16 days, boom, another signal. Again, it can't be coincidence. It can't be chance. So something, now what that something is left up to you. You have a blank canvas that I'm giving you. You have the paintbrush. You paint whatever you want in that blank canvas. Is it God? Is it God Almighty sending some type of signals to the earth? Is it some kind of, is it the Lord about the return to come and get his saints? Is it extraterrestrials? Is it alien life form? Is it SpaceX, space station, the things that's been going on in space that maybe we don't know under the radar, that they're not being told to us by our government, whatever the case may be? Again, you have a blank canvas. You paint whatever you want. I'm only reporting it. Astrophysicists discover the pattern in data from the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment, or CHIME, C-H-I-M-E. Radio telescope in British Columbia. In this particular instance, around 1 to 2 radio bursts would blast out per hour for 4 days before going silent for 12 days. The cycle then would repeat itself. These bursts were recently traced to a spiral galaxy nearly, quote, 500 million light years away from Earth. Again, according to one astrophysicist out of West Virginia University in Morgantown, he told Science News, quote, this is very significant. Quote, it's potentially going to take us in an interesting direction to get to the bottom of these repeaters. It has been suggested that this particular fast radio burst could be orbiting something else, such as a star or a black hole. Winds could be another cause, periodically boosting or blocking radio pulses. But despite scientists not knowing what causes the signals, they are ruling some things out. A man by the name of Leon Ostrom at the Netherlands Institute for Radio Astronomy told New Scientist, quote, if it were an alien beacon, I would think it would emit more quickly because a 16-day period is not efficient for communication. So there you go. So there's at least one astrologer or astronomy scientist who's saying that he doesn't believe it's alien life form. I know you guys can't see me on podcasts or YouTube, but I'm doing the quotations, the air quotes, the alien life form. Quote, imagine getting one signal every 16 days. It would take forever to get a message. But nevertheless, again, the bottom line is it's all speculation. Nobody knows what this is and what's going on. So this is interesting to me. To me personally, this is intriguing. I'm very intrigued by this. This is very intriguing to me. I get into stuff like this. Sorry, I just like it. I enjoy mysteries. Listen, way before I got saved, I'm just jabbering for a second, okay? way before I got saved, I call it my BC days, my before Christ days. Before I got saved, I used to be in all kinds of the mystery stuff, whether it be Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster or aliens, or I just love all these kind of things. So these things intrigue me, okay? And there's still things out there, guys, that are still yet to be explained. But when you go into the Word of God, I believe there is absolutes. I didn't before Christ, but now AD after, or I should say AC after Christ, now that I'm born again, now that I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, I do believe there is absolutes. Now, before everybody freaks out on me here, I do want to throw this out there. The Bible says, I can show you in the Word of God where it says that God created the worlds, plural, not world, singular, but worlds, plural tense. So there is more than one world, obviously. Now, I know the flat earthers don't believe that. They don't believe in, and I don't want to get into all that because I'm not going to give them the, you know, I don't want to make a platform for that. I am not a flat earther, okay? Sorry, but I'm not. I don't want to, again, get into that whole debacle over this stuff. But I'm just saying, this is very interesting. Now, what I am, can I be honest here for a second? What I am aggravated about and I'm frustrated about is in my 43 years of living, I've never been to the West Coast. I live in the South, kind of almost farther north now. I've lived in the South for years, but now I live up in the farther in the north, up in Indiana. But I've never been to the West Coast in 43 years of living. So it's kind of one of those bucket list things. If I die here on this side of heaven, or if I go in the, and I believe in the catching away, the gathering together, the rapture of the church, whatever the case may be. Listen, you don't have to, but I do believe in it. Whether I go here, go there, or go in the air. One of my bucket lists was always go to the West Coast. And so for 43 years, I've never been to the West Coast. So several months ago, my family and I, we booked a vacation for the West Coast to go to San Diego to make a family vacation of this. And I was all excited. And then, of course, a plague decides to break out in the earth, starting in China. I'm like, really? You know, of all the time, it couldn't have been last year or 2018. I could have went then, but I chose to go in 2020 to the West Coast. And now all of a sudden, now I got to get on an airplane. So y'all pray for me. I'll pray for you. You pray for me. But we got to get on an airplane and we got to fly out to California. I'm sure there's going to be layovers. Who knows what airports. And I'm not too happy about that. But listen, I'm under the blood of Jesus. I believe in the power of Psalm 91. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in the power of protection. I believe in the power of the blood of Jesus, who's well able to keep me under the shadow of the Almighty. But I'm just speaking from a human term here, guys, that is very frustrating, to say the least, when you book a vacation and of all times this thing happens, it happens. And it's just kind of like, you know, I don't believe in luck, but if I did, I would say that's just my luck, or that's the Murphy's Law is what we call it. But nevertheless, guys, this is what we've got for you today on this Monday. I know it's a whole lot to consume. This thing is getting, we're not making light of what's going on with this coronavirus. This thing is getting serious. It's getting out of hand, and it's just like every day something more and more comes out. More things escalate, more developments come out. So we're going to keep our eyes on this thing. We'll keep you up to date. We'll keep an eye on the locust plague. My goodness, pray for Australia. Intercede for them. And pray for those precious people in Australia so they can catch a break. My goodness, they need a break. So again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. That's our homepage. You guys on Facebook Live, there's going to be a link underneath all this right there where it says support and follow. You can click on that link. It's going to take you to our main website. There, you're going to see places where you can click on subscribe, and you'll get one daily digest into your inbox every single day, just one, and it'll give you all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You guys on YouTube, listening by podcast, again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. Again, all that information is there. And again, as always, we give you an opportunity. If you'd like to sow into this ministry, give into this ministry, partner with this ministry, or help us continue to do what we're doing and remain strong in 2020, we want to give you that opportunity to do that. And you could do that by clicking on the Facebook Live link. There's a link right there, Facebook link, or link, on Facebook under the description. If you click on that link, it's going to take you to a place where you can find to support this ministry. You guys listening by YouTube or by podcast, again, at the end of this broadcast, there's going to be more information on how you can be a part of giving and supporting and partnering with our ministry as well. And remember, guys, you guys on Android, you have Android devices. The new official ETH app is on the Play Store. You just go, if you type into the Play Store, End Time Headlines, if you'll just type that in, scroll down. I promise you it's there. Some of you, I've gotten people say, well, I can't find it. It's there. Every time I've searched for it, it comes up. If you just search down, you'll find that. All of our Apple iOS folks, we're still working out some kinks. iOS is a lot more tedious in their security and everything else. So it takes a little while longer for them to approve things. So it is coming. I promise we will get that app out there to all you iOS folks, you Apple users. But for the meantime, everybody, it's on Android. It's already live. It's available for, again, on the Google Play Store. You can go there at the App Store and download our official ETH app and keep up with our breaking news and headlines. Every time, you know, when we send out breaking news alerts, you'll get it right there on your mobile device, your tablet, or whatever you follow us on. So we love you guys. God bless you. Stay safe. We're going to be we will not be back on here tomorrow, but we will be back on here Wednesday for our devotional and our time of prayer, our corporate prayer. So until then, guys, be safe, be blessed. May the Lord bless you, keep you. May His countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.